Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Ev Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yoma, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. By Rabbi Avin, Shumata Deshen Bechama. The question he's asking is, how much Deshen does the Kohen have to take out as the Truma, which is the first Avodah of the day? And the question is, Mitrumat Maser Yafin and La, if it's called Truma, so do we learn it from Trumat Maser, which is 1/10, or Mitrumat Midyan Yafin and La, the Truma given to Hashem from the loot taken from Midian, which was 1/500. Toshmat Tanobichia Nemar Kan Harverim Veinemar Lahavlalan Verim. The Trumata Deshin is Vehirim, and the verb used in the context of the Kometz is Vehirim. Malan Bekomso Afkan Bekomso. Just like with the Mincha, you take a Kometz worth with your three fingers, and that's all that goes on. Same thing here, it is a minimal shiur. And therefore, by the way, it is not a percentage of the Deshin, either 10% or 0.02% or whatever, but rather it is just that set amount. Amar Rav. We have a machloka between Rav and Levi about Trumat HaDeshen as follows. Amar Rav. Arba avodot, zar chayav alayim mitah. There are four avodot that if a non-kohen does it, he's chayav mitah b'dei shamayim. Zrika, that's zrikat adam. Haktara, burning parts of the korban. Nisuch hamayim, pouring the water. Nisuch hayayim, pouring the wine on the mizbeach. Levi Amav Trumat HaDeshen, this is the bone of contention. Levi says Trumat HaDeshen is also an avodah, which is ours chayav. In the Levi's version of the Braita, he said Av Trumat HaDeshen. Now, my Talmud Rav, why does Rav limit it? Now, the last three words, Azara Karev Yumat, are of course the source for the Chiyuv Mitah. So you have to roll back and say, what sort of things is it that are included and aren't in this pasuk? And the answer is avodat matana. And so matana, the notion, is something where you're giving to God, v'lo avodat siluk, as opposed to where you're taking something away. In Trumat HaDeshen, you're taking something away. And vavadatem is avodat tama, meaning only an avodat, it's the end of a sequence. In other words, it's not followed by anything else. V'lo avodat shi'ish acharei avodat, as opposed to an avodat that's followed by another avodat. We'll see how those all play out in a few moments. V'levi, what's Levi's response going to be? Rabbi Rachmana l'chol dvar mizbeach. By adding the words l'chol dvar mizbeach, it meant even Trumat HaDeshen. But Rav says, Ahu la'atri yesheva ha'zo'ot shebifnim shebemetzorah. Rav says, l'chol dvar mizbeach is to tell you that the same rule applies to the seven hazaot of dam on the parochet for a par helam davashot sibor, or par kohen gadol, and the log shem of the metzorah, and the hazaot of the metzorah that are inside. But Levi Levi agrees with that halacha. He says nafgale midvar v'chol dvar. He says it could have said udvar mizbeach. Why said v'chol dvar mizbeach? That includes those. For Rav dvar v'chol dvar lochadari. He says many of these end up. Rav simply doesn't accept the distinction. He says you cannot learn anything after v'chol from v'chol, and therefore learns it from the essential v'chol dvar mizbeach for those, and has nothing extra to include Trumat HaDeshen. So now, Ve'ema, l'chol dvar mizbeach klal, avodat matana prat, why don't I learn the pasuk as a klal uprat? The klal uprat, ein b'chol u'mashal prat, the prat limits it, which means, avodat matana in, avodat siluk lo, and therefore Levi would have to agree that any avodah which is about taking stuff away, like Trumat HaDeshen, would not be included. The answer is, amakra, ulimi beit la parochet v'avadetem. Look at those three words together. Meaning only things that are on the inside, that's where avodat matana and not avodat siluk. Habachutz, but something that's on the outside, I feel avodat siluk, taking something away, like Trumat HaDeshen, where you're cleaning it off. So ihach, if you're going to open that can of worms, then avodatem nami, avodat parochet and avodat tama. After all, Vavaritem also taught you Avodat Tamah, meaning Avodat, that's the end. So say that only things that are in the inside of the Beit HaMikdash have that rule that they have to be an end Avodah. V'lo Avodah Sheshachar Avodah. Habachutz, afil Avodah Sheshachar Avodah. Then you're going to say that Avodot that are on the outside, even if they are followed by another Avodah, Zar Shvi Chayav, the answer is Vavaritem Hadar Arve Kra. The fact that it said Vavaritem with a Vav means that it's mixing it in together and saying that Vavadatem applies both inside and outside, Avadatem being learned as Avodat Tama. Okay, that's the end of Rav and Levi so far. Now, by Rava then asked the question, Avodat Siluk Behechal Mahu. What about taking things off, such as cleaning out the menorah or cleaning off the Mizbach HaKtoret on the inside? Do we compare it to other things that are bifnim? Or lachutz medamin le? Or we compare it to bachutz, where we say avodat siluk counts for levi. So hadapashta bebeit v'limi beit. So he says that it is compared to the outside. The inside is all one. The beit parochet. And so if that's the case, then the rules are slightly more severe, if you will, on the inside. And that's the case. Then zar shesidera tashulchan lechayev. So a zar who puts the bread on the lachem upon him on the shulchan should be chayav. The answer is no. Ika sidur bazichin, because that's not in the end. At the end, you put the bazichin on top. So sidur bazichin lechayev. So then, if the zar puts the bazichin on top of the bread, should be chayev. The answer is ika sidlu kvaktara. You still have to take them off and burn them to finish the job a week later. So zar shesidera tamin orah lechayev. So now move to the other side. What if a zar sets up the menorah? The answer is ikan etina ptila. You still have to put the wicks in. Natam ptila chayav. So if he's put the wicks in, he should be chayav. Ikan etat shemen. You have to put the oil in. Natam shemen li chayav. So you put the oil in, you should be chayav. So ikan lakai. You have to light it. Hidlik li chayav. So you should be chayav if you lit it. The answer is adlaka la avodahi. That's not called an avodah. So it's the last avodah here is not an avodah. So there's no way to be chayav at any point because everything's followed by something else. And the last one's not an avodah. That's at the beginning of Vayikra. That means that lighting, igniting the flame on the Mizbeach has to be with a proper Kohen and with a Kli Sharet. The answer is Hatzatat Alita Avodah. Yeah, lighting that is an Avodah. Lakav, lighting the menorah is not Avodah. Elameata Zar Shesidera Tamarachali Chayev. So if that's the case, go back to the outside. What if a czar sets up the wood on the Mizbeach? So he can see Sidur Shnei Gzirei Tzim. Remember, at the end, we put two logs on top. So Sidur Shnei Gzirei Lichayev. So if he puts those two on top, that's one of the first piuses. We'll see a bit later on. Then he should be Chayav. So he can see Sidur Evarim. Then you have to put the limbs of the animal that you're burning. Amar Avasim, Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shesidur Shnei Gzirei Tzim Chayav. Rabbi Yochanan, taking us a step back, said that if a czar puts the two logs on top, then he is chayav as a czar. So the answer is Baha Pligi. That's where Rav and Rabbi Yochanan disagree. Marsav Avodah Tamahi, Marsav Avodah Tamahi. They agree that the only way you're chayav is if it's a final step in that sequence. Rabbi Yochanan says it is, and Rabbi Rav says it's not. Now, Tanya Kavatid Levi, Tanya Kavatid Rav. We have a brighter supporting Levi that Truma Tadeshin is included, and one supporting Rav that it's not. Avodot shezar chayav aleihem mita. What are the avodot that a zar is chayav for? We have dam ben lefim ben lefnai lefim, whether in the kodesh or in the kodesh kadoshim. V'mazeh b'chatat ta'of, it is hazaal b'chatat ta'of on the side of the mizbeach. V'matzev v'maktir b'olat ta'of, or pushing the dam up against the mizbeach and then burning the olat ta'of. Asech shloshalu ginayim, shloshalu ginayim. So nisach hamayim, nisach hayayim, like we saw. What's left out is trumat hadashen. Tanya Kavat Tidalevi, we have a bright light with the sports levy. Avodot Shazar Chayav Alein Mita, Hamayim Mita Deshen, there we go. Shavazot Shmifim Shemitzorah, Alea Gabe Mizbeach, Mitava Kasher, Mitava Pasur. So included other things, including critically Trumata Deshen. Okay, back to analyzing our Mishnah. Lama Mephaisin, why do we do a pious? Lama Mephaisin, Kedamran, we said that there was a problem when we wanted to avoid the violence. Lama Mephaisin, Mechozun Mephaisin, why do we have several piouses over the course of the morning? There's four. To make a big deal, the Beit HaMikdash should be an exciting place, a place of a lot of commotion. So what are they wearing when they're doing the pious? They wear regular clothes. And then after they gain their position, then they get Bigdei Kodesh on. No, you have to Bigdei Kodesh already. If you're wearing Bigdei Kodesh, then there's going to be tough guys who are going to push themselves ahead, and they'll do the Avodah. Sheish Tamar, because they're already ready. Bigdei Kodesh, or the Avodah Bigdei Chol, Agav Chavivute Mikru V'Avdi. What will happen is, if they're not yet wearing Bigdei Kodesh, once they win the lottery, they're going to run ahead and do it without changing. So Nachum Minah Minulah, I'll prove it to you, that you need Bigdei Chol. That Nan, Mesarun L'Chazanin,
they
This is now referring to the Trumat HaDeshen, and they would give their clothes to the Gabayim there, and they would take everything off except the Mechnasayim, which is all that they would wear at that point. Now, we assume I love both times Zachu the Pious. Isn't that talking about the guys who won the Pious, which means they're taking off their whole clothes and just putting on the Mechnasayim? Those are the guys who didn't win the Pious. In other words, everybody else is wearing their big day Kodesh, and these guys are having them taken off. Rabbi Stabra, that makes sense. If the guy who won, why would they only have Mechasayim? First, the answer would be, while they have the big day chol on them, then they start putting on the big day kodesh on them. And then they would take off the big day chol, and the one that would be in between would be the mechasayim. I'll prove to you that it'd be the kodesh. The Tanya, Lishkat HaGazit, Kamin Basiliki Gdolaita. Lishkat HaGazit, where the Sanhedrin sat, was like a big hall. Pies Pemizuacha, the pious was in the east part of it. Zaken Yosheva Maravan, the elder of the Beit Din, was sitting on the west side. Akonim Mukafin Viomdin, Kamin Kuchliar. And the Kohanim were standing around kind of like a twined circle. Munah would come and take the hat from one of them. And that's how they'd know the pious starts there. So obviously they're all wearing their big day kodesh. So you don't have a mitznefet regularly. So now we do have such a statement. It reminds us of a piece in Shkalim that if a Kohen's mother made him ketonet, he can do avodat yachid there. But he can't wear it as regular big day kohuna. So it could have, yeah, I mean, sefet is like a coin and sefet look-alike. So Abaye just makes a side observation that the lishkat ha-gazit was half kodesh, half chol. And there had to be two different doors to establish that part of it is chol, part of it's kodesh. Right? And here's the reason. If you think it's all kodesh, how can anybody be sitting there? That's something that we saw in Sanhedrin, that the only one who's allowed to sit in the Azara is Malchei Beit David. So how can a member of the Beit Din be sitting? If you think it's all Bachol, P.S. means Racha, how could you have the pious on the east side? The whole point was to make the pious part of the Azara's excitement. It must have been half and half. And now the other argument, if you think that the one door opens to the Kodesh, then Zakin Shiv Maravai, you have a problem. If you have the Shachot that are partially Chol and partially Kodesh, if the door opens to Kodesh, the whole thing is Kodesh. And the roof is Chol. And then with this for Master Shani and for other things. Alright, for Kodshim, Visakadat Patuch Lachol, if you think it's the Chol, so P.S. Mizracha, how could you be on the east side? But none, Bnei Pakodesh, Tuchot Lachol, Tuchan Chol, the inside is Chol. Alam Shmamin, Ashtep Tachim, Ayula, must have had two separate doors, and therefore the spot that was airspace wise Kodesh was Kodesh, and that's where the P.S. Pius was, and the spot that was airspace Chol was Chol, and that's where Lishkat HaGazit was, Achat Patuch Kodesh, Achat Patuch Lachol, and that's where the Zakein could be sitting in the Azara. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we'll get to the second pious in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.